Scorpions on air. You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So let me, YouTube, you need to step up your game. Okay. YouTube is putting ads in the middle of karaoke tracks. And I'm like, you think I'm going to be slaying karaoke in front of a crowd, killing it? Everybody's at the edge of their damn seat. And all of a sudden there's a fucking ad for Robin Hood, you know, investments. You can't roll like that, YouTube. That is not okay. Anyway, welcome to Natch Beaut, everybody. It's Jackie, your host, the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, your host with the most yams, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, the pop punk princess, the kooky southern aunt, Jackie J. Welcome to Natch Beaut. Yes, I still have my retainers in. You're going to pick up on the lisp. I haven't taken them out. I'm not going to. Keep up, sweetie. The lisp is happening. Thank you to Candid for my invisible liners. And they're not getting, they didn't pay me extra. It just so happens that I'm a customer, and this is what happens when you first get your trays. There's a little adjustment. So, you know, Candid's going to come up a lot. I don't want y'all to think I'm a sellout. They did not pay me extra for me to tell y'all that. It just so happens there's retainers in, and it is what it is. But we're not here to talk about retainers. We're actually not really here to talk about skin per se. We're here to talk about nails, which comes up. Y'all email me constantly. Do a nail app. We want to know about nails. I'm like, honey, I'm working on it. Okay. But today is the day I have come up with it. I have a guest for you. Get excited. My guest today is a crystal healing manicurist. She's also an entrepreneur who has her own line of crystal-infused CBD skincare. So we're going to get into CBD, which I cannot wait to get the tea on. The tea on CBD. Oh, maybe that's the episode title. I don't know. I also have it on good authority that she's a cat mom. So I've got to hear all about lots of things. And she's in a very chic pink ensemble. And she has on pink, really cool kind of crockish shoes.
Oh, they're Crocs.
Okay, they are Crocs. I didn't know if they were like a designer, like, you know, higher end Croc that I'm not privy to. They're really cute, and you'll see them in the photo for today. Please welcome Maz Hannah.
I'm so excited.
Welcome.
To be here.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the future schooling you're going to do for us because we have so much to discuss. Now, my first question I always ask my guests on Natch Beaut is, what type of skin do you have? But because we're going to be covering other things, I have a new question I want to ask you, which is, what's your favorite nail color of all time?
Oh, God, anything glitter.
Oh, what a great answer.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm just obsessed with glitter. It's my favorite color, next to pink, obviously.
Yeah, I think glitter is my favorite color. It needs to be on a coffee mug if it isn't already. So yeah. Somebody take that idea, I guess.
Yeah. I want that mug.
Same. And I hope it's glitter. I hope it's what do you have on right now?
I have on like a shimmery cotton candy color.
Oh, very cute.
From Orly. And then I have a moonstone on my nail here.
Yes.
I was a little nervous about today, so I wanted to tap into my goddess energy.
Yes.
Calm down.
Well, we need and goddess energy is flowing out in Natch Beaut all the time. So, okay, perfect answer. Let's get into your career trajectory. Usually when brand owners are here, I start there. I start with, where'd you go to school? What'd you study? Because you have a very interesting career trajectory. You started out in a different, you had a full-time career in a different field, and you sort of followed your passion and ended up doing celebrity nails. And so it's a wild story. Tell us, where'd you go to school? What'd you study? And then how that all kind of played out.
Yeah. So I went to Temple University in Philadelphia, which is where I'm from.
Love.
And I graduated with a degree in advertising copywriting.
Okay. That's what my sister does.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Funny. But yeah, So that's what I did for a really long time. So after I graduated college, I moved to New York and I got a job working at an advertising agency as like an entry level copywriter.
Like Peggy Olson.
Like Peggy. Mm-hmm. It's so funny when people would ask me like, what do you do? I'm like, you know, Peggy from Mad Men. That's what I did. But yeah, so I did that for a long time. I worked in, I hate saying this, pharmaceutical advertising. Mm-hmm. But when I graduated from school, it was like really competitive and hard to find a job. And there was plenty of them in pharma advertising and they paid really well.
Yeah.
So I started my career.
No shame in making your money, honey.
I know. I know. But now I just have such different feelings about that whole world.
Right,
but
right.
Anyway, so I worked my way up. I worked at a bunch of different agencies in New York City, some of the big ones like Saatchi & Saatchi and FCB. And then I got a really
amazing... Did you ever work at Cooper Sterling Draper? Oh, all God. I know about advertising is TV show that's been canceled for years. Yeah.
It's so good, though. I love that show.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
But yeah, so I did that for a long time, and then I got a really awesome opportunity to help a New York agency sort of set up and get their LA presence going. Mm. So they relocated me and my husband and my two cats out to Santa Monica, and that was about 4 years ago, and it was great.
Major change from NYC.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. We were ready for it. Like, we love California. We got married out here a long time ago, and just anytime we had, you know, a weekend free, we'd fly out to LA and just hang out. I feel really connected to the desert too. But
love.
So yeah, we moved out here. It was really wonderful. And for 2 years, I just sort of worked my tail off building up this agency. And then it all came to a screeching halt when I had a particularly abusive client. So we won this account, and it was basically keeping the lights on at our agency. Mm-hmm. And after...
Oh, again, I hate to bring up Mad Men, but this storyline happened several times.
It does.
I believe it was Mercedes or Jaguar. Jaguar. Jaguar, this happened.
But anyway. Yeah, so we, you know, we had this account that needed a lot of attention, and... You know, we had gone through this creative review process for like months and we just could not make this client happy. And I was flying home from a meeting up in San Francisco, and I'll never forget this, but I was sitting next to my art partner and all of a sudden I felt like I was dying. I felt all of the color drained from my face, all of the warmth drained from my body. I lost my vision and I freaked the fuck out. I ended up, it's, you know, I can look back on it and laugh, but it was like a horrible experience. I like ended up vomiting. I was taking my dress off. They almost had to land the plane.
Oh,
I mean, it
gosh.
Was, I had a full blown like nervous breakdown. And then after that happened, my coworkers had given my husband a heads up as to what went down. And I got home and he sat me down and he was like, babe, you can't do this anymore. Like, this isn't worth the money. And I had always really, you know, been proud of the fact that I was able to hold it together and stay strong and not crack and sort of always lift other people up. And then I realized, like, oh my God, this era of my life is over. And I knew it. It was like my body rejected it. And that was something much bigger than anything I'd ever experienced. So, you know, at that point, I was 35 years old and I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to start my life over at 35, it better be damn good and better be something that
you really want to
do. Yeah, totally. And the two things that I've always been super passionate about were nails and crystals. So I had this idea because I was working so many hours, it was really hard for me to get to the nail salon on time. So the nail salon that was down the street from my house, I used to have this woman who would come over after the nail salon closed and she would do my nails. And you
so
know,
you've always been a nail gal.
Oh yeah, always. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, I taught myself how to do acrylics. I would always do my friend's nails.
I
did my
that.
Own nails for my wedding, like a whole, really into it. So anyway.
But you had never had like formal training.
No,
it was
never.
DIY.
Totally
love
DIY.
That. Love that.
So I got this idea that I would open a crystal healing nail salon that catered to working women that was open until midnight so that women could indulge even though they have busy lives and careers and families and stuff.
I would love to go get a man eat 11 p.m.
Right?
I would love that life.
Yes, it would be so great.
Mm-hmm.
I still think somebody should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't be me, but if anyone is listening, extend your
We're
hours.
We're all tired, but if you have energy, honey, get on this idea.
So... You know, I felt really confident about this idea. I started working on a business plan, and I gave 4 months' notice at my job. Everybody
That's
thought...
That's generous.
Yeah,
don't you
well,
think?
I had relationships with, like, the president and the chief creative officer in New York, and they moved me and my husband out there. I didn't want to leave them in a lurch.
Right.
And I had known from living in that situation that it's really hard to hire good people
yes.
out in California.
I know. We're all a bunch of flakos out here.
Oh, God. But we have it all figured out, don't we?
I mean, we have crystal manicures. Keep
right?
up, you know what I mean?
So I, you know, was working on this business plan for this crystal healing nail salon. I enrolled in nail school. I was still working full time, so I had to find a place that I could do like kind of one-on-one lessons. So I went to Marie Nails. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the place is awesome.
Yeah.
They actually have nail school there, where you can go one-on-one and learn from, like,
oh,
the most incredible Japanese artists.
Oh, they're fantastic. There's one in Koreatown in the mall.
Yeah, that's where
one
I went.
I go to.
That's where
and
I went to school.
And then there's one in, I want to say, Culver or somewhere on the west side in L.A.
Yeah, and they open one in Beverly Hills, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, if anyone's traveling to L.A., if you want to bomb Manny, well, we probably don't want, because we want them to have you do them. But if not, Marie. Okay,
yeah,
keep
Marie
going.
Marie is awesome.
So you learned at
so
Marie.
I learned at Marie, and then I took my crystal passion a little mm-hmm. bit more seriously and enrolled in a certification program for crystal healing. But the way I got into crystals is kind of interesting too, because when I was a child, I had neighbors who were witches and they had this beautiful big pink rose quartz rock in their backyard. And I was like so drawn to it from an early age. And then, you know, the older I got, I was always really into them. I didn't fully understand like the energy
right.
and all that kind of
but
stuff.
But you were drawn to them.
I was drawn to them. And then somebody had gifted me a crystal that was blessed by a shaman, like probably about 10 to 12 years ago at this point. And I could feel the energy. And that's when I really started like getting more serious about crystals and their power and self-educating. And then funny enough, this is a little tidbit, but when I moved to LA, I started finding crystals on the ground. Like I'd find pieces of pyrite in the sidewalk in Santa Monica.
Wow.
It was so strange. But anyway, so I enrolled in crystal healing certification school, and then
this is all still while you're full-time
working. This is while
working.
I'm full-time working,
yeah.
Like hustling, working around the clock, like typical Capricorn. So I leave my job, and a couple of days after that, I had a friend of mine in New York who managed musicians, and he had a musician that was coming out here for a photo shoot the next day with a questionable photographer, not the best reputation. So he asked me if I could do him a favor and pick up this artist, take her to the shoot, and just kind of be her assistant mm-hmm. for the day. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. So pick this girl up, take her to the shoot. It's a big production in Milk Studios. And I had these fabulous nails on because I was practicing being in school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who was there noticed my nails. And she was like, oh, my God, your nails are amazing. I was like, thanks. I did them myself. And we sort of like struck up a little conversation. And then as soon as the artist is ready, glam, she goes to set. This woman, like, corners me. And she's like, what is your deal? I can tell you're not an assistant. You have these fabulous nails on. Like, there's a story here, and I want
right.
to hear it. So I told her, I'm like, well, up until a week ago, I was a creative director at an advertising agency. And now I'm going to open a crystal healing nail salon. And she, you know, she was like, wow, have you ever thought about doing celebrity nails? I think you'd be great for it. And I was like, no.
What a compliment. No one's ever told me I would be a great celebrity manicurist ever. No one has ever told me that.
But yeah, so I didn't even realize that that was a real job that people had.
Right.
Turns out it is.
In LA, honey, I'm telling you,
yeah.
we got interesting jobs.
You really do.
Yeah.
I love LA for that reason.
I used to be a celebrity dog walker.
That's amazing.
When I found out that was a job, I go, that's a job? Why am I not doing that?
God,
and then I made it happen.
Job.
It's a great job. You're out in the sun. You get to play with dogs. You get to, you know, see celebrities answer the door in their underwear. It's great.
You know what a better job would be?
Hmm.
A celebrity catwalker.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm already that, you know? I'm a catwalker, meaning like the runway of my life. Anyway, back to the story, Maz.
Okay,
so this woman says, honey, you need to be a celebrity
manager.
Yeah,
so she's like, and her name's Jenna Hipp, who mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her, but she's like the OG green manicurist. She owns an agency called Nailing Hollywood
wow.
that represents celebrity manicurists.
Mm-hmm.
So I meet with her and her business partner that following week.
And this was all happenstance. Randomly,
oh,
your
yeah.
friend said, hey, let's help me out with the shoot. And right place, right time, opportunity meets preparation.
Yeah. And I think, you know what? I don't think this was just happenstance.
Right, of course not.
This is like the universe,
yes.
man. It's getting in your flow, being where you're supposed to be, and doing what you're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
doing. And
mm-hmm.
I truly am like such a believer in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't be here otherwise,
right.
really. So anyway, I get signed to the agency, and then shortly after that, I'm working with like major celebrities.
Yeah. Like, do you go to their house?
Yeah. And, so it, yeah. Yeah, I do different things. So I'll go to their house, or I'll go to set if they're working on like a campaign or a commercial or a show or something like that. So it's really just, you know, usually one of those scenarios.
Right.
But yeah, I started working with like really amazing people. Like I worked with Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Roberts, Nicole Richie, tons of different celebrities. Yeah. But, you know, one of the things
I have a list here. I mean, you've done nails on some of my own personal queens.
Like who?
Well, Julia Roberts, obviously.
Mm.
Kacey Musgraves.
Love her.
Somebody told me I looked like her, and I was like, I'm dying now.
I can kind of see that, actually.
I think it's just because we're thin and we're Southern and we like pink.
Yeah. You if know? You had, like, long, dark hair.
Yeah.
Like, black.
I could put in that. You did Halsey.
Yeah.
Who's my personal queen.
I love her, too. That freaked me out because I've, like, seen her multiple times.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to keep it together for Halsey.
Because her nails have to be bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, she's literally, like, oozes flyness. So, like, the pressure is like, oh, shit, I got to do some fly nails on Halsey. She's literally the flyest person.
Yeah.
You know?
She's so cool.
You did Constance Wu, who I've worked with, not to brag. We have a scene together on Fresh Off the Boat. So you did Paris. You did Tyra Banks and her mom.
Yes.
You did Tyra Banks and her mom. I mean, the queens of the queens. The queens of the queens. Yeah. That's really exciting.
Thank you. What are
Julia Roberts' hands like?
They're beautiful.
What is she like? Because she's an
lovely.
Enchanting. She's like a celebrity. Like she, before Hollywood became what it is today, she's a, like a celebrity. She's a classic Hollywood famous person. You know?
She's a lovely, lovely human.
Does she like long nails or what's her vibe?
It's usually like pretty short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do like a really long nail on Halsey?
We did, actually.
Yeah.
She strikes
me as the long nail type.
Yeah. She had short nails, but we did an extension that was, like, white with this, like, holographic-y tip. It was for a shoot for Glamour.
Yeah. Very cute.
But yeah.
Okay. So now you're slinging nails on celebrities.
Yeah.
And that's going great.
It was great.
And everybody's loving the crystal element.
Well, the crystal element didn't come in yet.
Okay, got it. So get to that.
So once I sort of fell into this world of, like, doing these celebrity nails,
mm-hmm.
I kind of took a time out because I'm like, wait a second. This is not what I had planned out for myself.
Right, right.
How can I bring this idea of crystals and wellness into a more mobile type of situation mm-hmm. into people's homes?
Right.
So that's when I came up with this idea for the crystal healing manicure, where I would do a chakra assessment of my clients. And then based on their energetic needs, I would make like different blended like oils and tinctures and such to use with them during their treatment. And then I would put crystals on their nails. So it became more of like a ritual
mm-hmm.
instead of just like a very transactional type of manicure.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's how my product line started. Because I started making these, you know, oils and such and people wanted to buy them and I wasn't selling them. And then I kept giving things away. And after enough people asked for, like, you know, they wanted to buy for gifts
right.
for people, and I'm, like, just giving stuff away without labels on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a real business opportunity here. And that's kind of how it started.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know that you're into CBD.
Yes.
And there is now something going on called weed washing.
Yes.
Because I, personally, being an explorer of the space, have noticed CBD's popping up in everything.
Yeah.
You can get it in lattes on the fucking corner of my house, the coffee shop. It's everywhere. And I've even had some CBD sponsorships. And if I'm being honest, I kind of don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
So can you explain to us what is CBD? What are the benefits of it? And how do you use it in your products? And then we can go through all your stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
So after working in pharmaceutical advertising for as long as I did, mm-hmm. I'm very hesitant to make claims about
yes.
anything.
I think that's a very good disclaimer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just because, you know, there's still a lot of research that still needs to be done.
Yes.
And most of it is anecdotal. There
yes.
are some studies being done, but there's still a long way to go in that space. And that's why I feel very strongly that it's my responsibility to help to elevate and move this industry forward as a whole. This isn't about me and my products. This is about incredibly healing plant medicine that can help people in so many different ways.
Yes.
And we are just starting to scratch the surface on that. So CBD is something that I didn't really know much about until a couple of years ago. So when I was in my early 20s, I flipped my car 3 times. Yeah, it was really crazy. I was almost killed. And I have a lot of neck and back problems because of that. And, you know, every few months or so, it would be the same thing. I'd throw my neck out. I'd go to the doctor. They'd give me the Percocet. They'd give me the Flexeril, that whole thing. And I went to a new doctor at Cedars. And, you know, I was in excruciating pain, could barely move. And she gave me those prescriptions and she said, I want you to stop at MedMen and get some CBD oil on your way home because I think it'll really help you. So I got some CBD oil. It was like a combination of CBD with a little bit of THC and it totally changed my life. I could move my neck in like 10 minutes after taking it. It was wonderful. I didn't even end up filling the prescriptions for like the narcotics. Wow. Yeah, it was really unbelievable. And I mean, when I tell you I had excruciating pain, it was very, very debilitating. So that's how I got into it. So the way that CBD works is that everybody has an endocannabinoid system in their body, right?
Yeah, and everybody knows that.
But it's, you know, CBD is in a lot of naturally occurring things, like CBD is in breast milk, actually.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So basically, when you use CBD orally or topically, it interacts with your endocannabinoid system, which can help relieve pain. It can help with stress. Again, don't want to be making claims, but there's a lot of wonderful things that it can do. THC is the part of the plant that gets you high.
Yes.
Where CBD doesn't.
Yes.
You're totally cool. You can take all the CBD oil you want, drive
a
car, you're fine.
Buy it everywhere now.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
which is,
if your state is not a marijuana friendly state, CBD is most likely for sale.
Yeah.
In your Whole Foods, et cetera.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem with CBD right now
is
its lack of regulation.
Okay.
So THC is highly regulated in the state of California and wherever else it's legal. So you know exactly what you're getting when it comes to THC. And this is where I think with CBD, so much work needs to be done. And the good thing is that that work is happening, but it's highly unregulated.
Yeah.
They don't require you to test it.
Oh, yeah.
The good thing is that there's more and more like reputable online retailers like Fleur Mache, Standard Dose, where they have very, very high standards for the products that they carry. So they test things and you kind of know what you're getting.
All right. Well, everybody be careful with your CBD. I think that's a great warning. And I'm happy that somebody came in here and told us all that because I didn't know any of that. Okay. Let's talk about your products.
Sure.
So I think your like top hero product is your Maz Hanna Amethyst Infused Cuticle Oil.
Yes.
So tell me about that. Is that in here?
It's in there, yeah.
Okay, so I've been curious about cuticle oils. What's the point of a cuticle oil? I don't even know.
So healthy nails start with hydrated and healthy cuticles.
Okay,
right?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so if you're somebody who picks a lot at your cuticles or there's like issues going
mine
on there.
Mine start to peel because I guess from like doing dishes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
But if you keep them hydrated, so my cuticle oil, it's just 4 simple ingredients. It's all certified organic. It's got jojoba oil, hemp seed oil, which are really great for deep hydration. And then it has lavender essential oil and geranium essential oil, which are both really good for their anti-antiseptic and good for nail growth. So if you have any like, not to be gross, but like bloody cuticles or something like that, if you rub that on, it not only helps to moisturize, but it helps to heal.
You have a pretty extensive product line here.
Yeah, we have a lot. We have 2 more coming.
Wow. Okay, so where are your products available?
So they're available online at mazhanna.com. They're also available. We have a few like small retailers in LA and in Palm Springs. Yeah.
For everybody listening out there, we all want our nails to be strong and grow long. You've already mentioned the cuticle oil. Is there anything else we can do to help that process?
Yeah. Don't pick or bite. Also, I find that like keeping a layer of nail polish on your nails just keeps you from picking or biting. Also keeps your nails stronger. There's a lot of great nail strengtheners out there. Orly has an awesome polish from it's called the Breathable line.
Yes,
I love that. And it's what I'm wearing right now, actually. But what's so good about that is you only need 2 coats and you don't need a base coat or a top coat. And water can actually penetrate it so your nails can breathe still. And it's like a nice way to keep them healthy and have color.
Nail color has come a long way.
It really has.
I feel like when I was growing up, we were just putting straight up poison on our hands.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like Wet n Wild.
Yeah, but we don't need that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
The other thing that's really come a long way are press-on nails.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times I use press-on nails, both with my clients and on myself.
Right, just for one night out.
Yeah.
I used to always use those.
They're so much fun.
Yeah. You could get real wild.
Totally.
Get a Cardi B claw going.
Yes.
And then take them right off and move on.
And keep
on.
Them, too.
Yeah, and use them again. Oh, and what's your Instagram? I don't think you said.
Yeah, so I have two. So my like nail forward content is Maz Hannah Beauty.
Love.
And then my branded stuff, which is more about crystals and CBD, is Maz Hannah.
Love. So check them both out. Whatever suits your fancy.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you for having me.
This I can't
lovely.
Wait to try all these products.
Enjoy them.
I'm gonna. So do you do the oil every night before bed? Or?
Oh, yeah. You do the oil all day, all night.
Okay. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I deserve
good.
It.
And you can use that oil, too, like roll it onto your knuckles, roll it onto your hands. You can even use it on your lips. A lot of people use it under their eyes, too. Yeah.
Okay. I love a multi-product. I love a multitasker. Love that. Okay, so everybody check out Maz Hannah's Instagram. Try to get an appointment with her. Good luck. And thank you so much for being here and schooling us on crystals, CBD, manis, and your career.
Thank you so much. This
you look
so
beautiful.
Much fun. Thank you.
And everybody remember that you deserve to be happy. And I think Maz agrees. She was unhappy with her job to the point that she had a breakdown on a plane. You have to check in with yourself about these things.
Yes.
So really look at your life. And you deserve happiness. I'm here to tell you. Maz agrees, okay? You deserve to be happy. I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. And while I'm at it, keep those nails fresh.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.